Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the results presentation. Value Partners Group Limited, Hong Kong Stock Code 806. Today announced its 2013 finance result for the period ended 31st December 2013. The management team will go through with you the business and financial performance of the company. The presentation will last for around 20 minutes. All financial figures indicated in the presentation are in Hong Kong dollars, unless otherwise specified. Here on our side, we have our Value Partners CEO, Mr. Timothy Fee, and the Head of Finance, Ms. I.C. Wong. I will now pass on to Timothy, who will take you through the business review and financial highlights of the Value Partners. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the investor call on our 2013 financial results. I'm Timothy Fee, CEO of Value Partners. In the following session, I'm going to take you through our business review and financial highlights. I will then pass on to Ms. I.C. Wong, our Head of Finance, to give you more details on our financial performance. In 2013, Value Partners achieved new heights by being the first homegrown asset management company in Hong Kong to manage more than $10 billion of assets. The group's AUM rose to an all-time high of $10.5 billion at the end of the year, underpinned by the solid investment performance and strong inflows of our funds. Net sales surged 6.3 times to a record $1.3 billion. The strong inflow is mainly contributed by existing funds, including our High Dividend Stock Fund and Great China High Yield Income Fund, and also our new institutional mandate, as well as our China and Taiwan business. Revenue of the group continued to show healthy growth in 2013, with a 58% increase to Hong Kong dollar 1 billion. Gross management fees, our major revenue contributor, grew 31%, while gross performance fees surged 183%, as some of funds have surpassed their respective high watermarks. Profit for the year increased slightly to HK$384 million from HK$376 million because of the drag of our treasury operations, which included group seed capital investment and investment in our own funds. However, it is worth noting that operating profits, excluding contributions from treasury operations, jumped 84% to HK$468 million, reflecting significant improvement in ordinary business. Our operating expenses, excluding management bonus and options, only rose 6% during the year, thanks to prudent cost control. For 2013, we are pleased to propose a final dividend of 10.7 Hong Kong cents. Next, I would like to highlight our key business development. Leveraging our established distribution channels, our High Dividend Stock Fund have the largest amount of net inflow for the group in 2013, with $790 million of net subscriptions. Meanwhile, our China Green Chip Fund emerged as a popular choice for capital investment entrance scheme participants in Hong Kong, attracting net inflows of around $200 million. In addition to offering Value Partners brand products, we have been collaborating with Manulife Financial in offering a mandatory provident fund, which is the largest across all active what we call MPF fund categories. AUM of the MPF fund increased to $2.5 billion at the end of last year. Looking forward, we will further enhance our intermediary penetration across Hong Kong, China, and Taiwan. And in terms of product expansion, our Great China High Yield Income Fund was authorized by Securities and Future Commission in Hong Kong in June for public distribution. Benefits from its market position as Hong Kong's first public fund focusing on the offshore Greater China High Yield bond space, The fund contributed $394 million to the group's net sales in last year. During the year, we continue to attract overseas investors who aim at capitalizing the potential opportunities arising from China. We won new investment mandates from two U.S. investors. They contribute a total of $175 million net inflow to the group's AUM. Meanwhile, we also launched an A-share product primarily for institutional investors by leveraging the $100 million U.S. QF quota we received at the end of 2012. Business development on the mainland and also Taiwan was another key focus for us. On the mainland, we start our first QD fund, QDII, enabling mainland investors to take the securities market outside China. The product was well received by raising 209 million RMB. Furthermore, we have won a few Asia advisory mandates from a leading mainland bank since 2013, giving us the access to take China's ample domestic savings. This year, in 2014, we seek to further our efforts in tabling cross-border fund flow as China liberalizes its capital accounts. With the 800 million RMB RQV quota we obtained in October, we will be able to invest RMB rates offshore into China's domestic securities market. A series of RQV products, including equity funds, are being developed for launch. Meanwhile, regulators on the mainland and Hong Kong are in final talks on rolling out the mutual recognition of funds. If this policy is approved, qualified SFC authorized funds domiciled in Hong Kong will be allowed to be sold directly on the mainland and vice versa. We have been enhancing our capabilities in Hong Kong domiciled funds to prepare ourselves to ride on this tide. We will also strengthen our partnership with leading institutions, including banks, and in Taiwan, the government last year announced that it will relax rules on the overseas banking unit of the bank in Taiwan, allowing overseas wealth management products to be introduced into the domestic market. As this policy relaxation opens doors for us to further grow our market share on the island, we will bring our Hong Kong fund products into Taiwan through our distribution bank. Going to the next slide. Headquartered in Hong Kong, we have been maintaining our edge in the territory while expanding our Great China presence. As China liberalized its capital accounts, capital flows within Great China region has intensified and created opportunities for asset managers. During the year, we opened an office in Beijing to strengthen our mainland network, which we have been building since 2009. We also deepened our cooperation with the leading mainland bank distributors and heightened our ties with the institutional investors. In addition to building our fund management business on the mainland, we expand the loan portfolio of Chengdu Vision Credit Limited, our joint venture, which focuses on granting loans to the white-collar, small business and entrepreneurs, as well as small to medium-sized enterprises. Outstanding loans of the unit increased to about 181 million RMB at the end of 2013, from only 7 million RMB a year earlier. In Taiwan, our joint venture, fellow partner Concord Asset Management, launched a Great China Equity Fund during the year. We also introduced our group's first balanced fund on the island, differentiating us from the local competitors with a comprehensive fund suite. In a new initiative, we are setting up a fund management business in Singapore to take ASEAN opportunities. We are getting the required license and planning to penetrate in the private bank and also insurance company market first. Our aim is to become a full-fledged asset management company in the country. I hope the presentation above has given you a clear picture of our latest business developments and financial highlights. So my session ends here. Let me pass on to Icy, and she will present you with our financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. I will first give you an overview of our financial performance. On slide 8, you can see that Value Partners Group's fund management business remained robust in Q13, with an increase of 84% in its operating profits before other gains or losses. By the end of December 2013, the group's AUM stood at $10.5 billion, rising 23% from the end of 2012. Revenue increased by 58% to HK$1 billion, and the major contribution was from gross management fee. Profits attributable to equity holders of the company grew 2% in 2013 to HK$384 million. The marginal increase is mostly due to the reduction in net fair value gain of the group's seed capital investments and investment in its own fund. Next is the breakdown of the group's total revenue and rebates. The major contribution to our revenue was gross management fee. It increased to HK$604 million as a result of a 23% increase in the group's average AUM to $9.4 billion. We saw a comparatively high fund inflow from distribution channels into our own brand funds, and therefore our annualized gross management fee margin increased to 83 basis points from 78 basis points. Management fee rebate paid to channels increased correspondingly by 53% to HK$160 million, resulting in an increase of 1 basis point in annualized net management fee margin to 61 basis points. Gross performance fee, another source of our revenue, amounted to HK$317 million, representing a HK$205 million increase. The performance fee was generated when funds, at the date of their performance fee crystallization, reported performance that has exceeded their benchmark returns for the respective period end or the high water mark. Our flagship fund, Carpet Fund, exceeded the high water mark by 5.9%, while our high dividend stock fund surpassed its high water mark by 9.4%. Other revenue includes funds and loans, as well as interest and fee income generated from the loan portfolio of Chengdu Vision Credit, our non-wholly owned subsidiary. As of the end of 2013, outstanding loan balance increased to 181 million RMB. Other income, which mainly comprised dividend income and interest income, reduced it by 16% to HK$45 million. For other losses or gains in a year, total net losses amounted to HK$10 million, compared with a gain of HK$177 million in 2012. Other losses or gains mainly include fair value changes and realized gain or losses on seed capital investments, investment in our own funds, debt securities and other investments, as well as net foreign exchange gain or loss. Seed capital investments are made by the group to inject certain amounts of capital to new funds, which is considered necessary during the initial fund launch phase. The group also further invests in its own funds side by side with investors where appropriate for better alignment of interest and investment returns. In March 2012, the group also acquired 49% interest in Value Partners Gold State Fund Management Company Limited. At the end of December, the group's share of gains from VP Gold State amounted to HK$1.2 million. The group's total expense amounted to HK$352 million, compared with HK$272 million a year earlier. A detailed breakdown is shown on slide 11. Among various expenses, fixed salaries and staff benefits slightly increased by HK$7 million to HK$130 million. The increase was mainly attributable to salary increments and additional headcount costs incurred by non-wholly owned subsidiary in Chengdu. Management bonus were HK$125 million for the year. This is consistent with the group's compensation policy, which distributes 20 to 23% of the net profits pool every year as management bonus to employees. Other non-staff operating costs remain relatively stable at 57 million Hong Kong dollars. They include rent, legal and professional fees, investment research, and other administrative and office expenses. Sales and marketing expense increased 20% to 16 million Hong Kong dollars as a result of increased spending on advertising and distributor sponsorship. We continue to exercise stringent cost discipline. Our objective is to keep fixed operating expense well covered by its net management fee income, which is a relatively stable income source. We measure this objective with the fixed cost coverage ratio, an indicator of how many times fixed operating expense are covered by net management fee income. For year 2013, the group's fixed cost coverage for asset management business was 2.7 times. Our balance sheet and cash flow remain strong, and we have a positive operating cash flow and a healthy cash position, and we do not have any borrowing. By the end of December 2013, the group has a net cash balance of 692 million Hong Kong dollars. The debt to equity ratio stood at zero, while the current ratio came to 7.6 times. On that point, I conclude our presentation and open the forum for questions. Thank you.